joining us to talk about the latest news on the economy, markets, and the big upturn in the market yesterday is Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Yes, we did have a big upturn yesterday, and that was nice after last week's downturn. Stocks posted solid gains yesterday with Dow up about 146 points. That was after Citigroup reported better than expected first quarter earnings, which really helped the financial sector out quite a bit. And then we also saw a U.S. retail sales data signal economic growth after being bogged down the first quarter due to the weather. Now, this morning we did get a CPI report, which shows inflation on the consumer level, and we saw that rise a little more than expected for the month of March. It was up 0.2%, and most economists are looking for that to rise just 0.1%. Which is actually kind of good. We went a little inflation. A lot of people have been worried about deflation in this economy, which would not be good. Now, we have heard from several companies this morning on earnings. We heard from Coca-Cola. They reported earnings of 44 cents a share, which was in line with expectations, and revenue came in about $10.5 billion, which was down about 4% from last year, but it did beat analysts' expectations by about $20 million. Coke has seen their sales in North America decline, particularly in the United States, as health concerns prompt consumers to shift away from carbonated sugary drinks, but they did see their sales increase in emerging markets, mostly in China and Brazil. And we also heard from Bank of the Ozarks this morning. They reported earnings of 68 cents a share, which beat analyst expectations by 4 cents a share. And that income increase was up 26% from last year in the first quarter. And Bank of the Ozarks this quarter just completed their acquisition of Bank Shares Incorporated, which is about a $300 million bank in Houston. And the purchase helped boost their sales to more than $5 billion, which is up 27% from a year ago. And we heard from Entergy this morning, which is an electricity company down in New Orleans that serves about 2.8 million customers. They came out and said they expect their earnings to be about $2.28 a share, and Wall Street was looking for only $1.15 a share, and they said that's mainly due to the colder winter weather that we've been having. And we heard from Johnson & Johnson this morning. They reported earnings of $1.54 a share, beat analyst expectations by about 6 cents a share, and revenue was an impressive $18.1 billion, which was up about 3.5% from last year. We heard from Northern Trust. They reported earnings of 75 cents a share, which missed analyst expectations by 2 cents, and revenue was also shy by about $30 million from expectations. Now, one stock we saw soar up yesterday, and it went up almost 40% during the day, but ended up closing up 30%, was shares of Goodrich Petroleum. They climbed after oil and gas company reported results from a new well they drilled in eastern Louisiana. They said the well is achieving production of 1,270 barrels of oil a day. So if you're an owner of that stock, you're very happy. Now, it does look like the markets are going to open up this morning. It looks like the Dow will open up about 40 points on the positive side.
That's the news we want, and hopefully the rest of the week it'll just sail up there.
Well, we hope so. We're going to be getting lots of earnings this week, so that should dictate the direction of the market.
And you and John will keep us posted.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. All right. That is Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, giving us the update on what's happening and what is likely to happen. If you have a question from him or something you'd like to ask him, something that he brought up during the broadcast, something you've thought about, we've had listeners call in and ask about some things they wanted to have answered, and we just give them the phone number, or we let them go right to their location, Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The phone number, 479-782-2527. Or you can email Mark at mmyers@sternagee.com.